Storytel presents The Mandrake by Margit Sandemore, part 16 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Mianna Buring. The Legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He travelled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse, and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family. The women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. She sat at the very top of the small rectangular tower on the roof of Grostensholm, her glowing gaze fixed on the thunderclouds. Each time a lightning flash tore through the sky, her face would light up euphorically, practically in ecstasy, and her eyes would flash with a burning, sulphur-yellow colour in response. She heard her parents shouting, "Ingrid! Ingrid, where are you?" She didn't feel like answering. They were insignificant now. This was her moment. Her world. Latent energies were awakening within her. "I am one of them," she thought proudly to herself. Because those of the Ice People who were touched by the curse always had a characteristically strong sense of self-awareness. "I have always known that, but until now it has never meant that much to me. I've had so many other things to think about." Alv Lind of the Ice People, son of Niklas and Irmelin, had married a girl from the village. Her name was Berit, and she was, as most girls are, hard-working and robust, romantic and terribly proud of the fact that the big landowner at Grostensholm and Linden Avenue had wanted her as his wife. For Alv was a big landowner now, though he was still young. Actually, he was also supposed to have Elistrand, but a completely unexpected heir had turned up and taken it over. Alv was actually relieved by this. It would have been a little too much having to run three farms. Before he married Berit, he needed to have a serious discussion with her. Of course, everyone in the village knew about the curse on the Ice People, and that at least one born in each generation was afflicted by it, and that might cost the mother her life during childbirth. And Alf's case was particularly serious, because he was the last in his generation to marry. Christiana had given birth to a son whom she named Vendel, and there was nothing wrong with him. Ulvedin and Elisa had a boy, Jon, a real little treasure, and a letter from Sweden had arrived with the news that Tengel the Young now had a fine son by the name of Dan. They were not going to have more children. So that left only Alv and his future offspring. Did Berit dare to take that chance? There was a great risk that they might have a child who was cursed, in which case she herself risked dying in childbirth. But Berit loved the young, fawn-like Alv. She faced the danger wholeheartedly. Everything went well. Berit gave birth to a little daughter, Ingrid, who had flaming copper-red hair, sparkling yellow eyes, and a delightful face. What was more, Ingrid did not have the deformed shoulders that might otherwise have cost the life of her mother. Little Ingrid was a magnificent child, except for the fact that she was, to a great degree, cursed. The only thing that gave it away in her outward appearance was the colour of her eyes. They were the most sulphurous yellow anyone had ever seen. And then there was her temper.